Thanks a lot for the hard work on the characterization part. We've made good progress, and thanks for keeping our focus on this part, because I think if we achieve progress in this area, we can unlock potential for progress in other areas. Like Sweden, we think some more fine-tuning is needed, and the following remarks are intended to help create more clarity on certain aspects. On the first paragraph, we also have this concern about the inclusion of identify. We read this as it stands now in a cumulative way, and we would not want to narrow the characterization to limit it to systems who do A and B and C. And now we do understand that there are concerns in certain delegations about certain systems, but rather than limiting the overall scope of what we're doing here, we would propose to carve those things out, and in this regard we would point towards the second paragraph with certain exclusions. That would seem more appropriate way forward. So we would prefer the initial wording, select and engage. It covers what is critical, and Pakistan just raised excellent questions about what actually it would imply if we include it, and I think this needs to be clarified for getting a greater understanding of what we're doing here. We note the inclusion as part of an attack, but like others, we understood that this was proposed to avoid the footnote, to solve the problem about lethal. Now, we belong to the delegations who want something more specific, and now this footnote seems to take shape. So the inclusion as part of an attack, which didn't solve the issue, can actually now be deleted. It might be, as others have said, even it might even be counterproductive. Then we have a question about inclusion support the accomplishment of these tasks. This raises to a large extent, this raises questions with regard to the scope of what we're doing here in the GGE. We're working, in our view, towards a two-tier approach, instrument on autonomous weapon systems. But with such an inclusion, we might give the impression that we want to go beyond weapon systems like AI decision support systems. And we see a certain contradiction when at the same time we are focusing on select and engage. It also raises the question how we would define then the support that might open the door for additional complications. While this is an important aspect, we think eventually we have to take a broader look at beyond weapons, but we are not sure it's the time and the place to do so here. So we would think a bit remain focused is a better idea. Then on the footnote, thanks for developing this footnote. One general point, we think it would be useful to also begin this footnote with the same phrase that we begin with in the overall characterization, that is, for the purpose of the work of the GGE, because this is new language, and we just want to avoid that we qualify in this section via a footnote the word lethal with possible implications that go beyond the GGE, beyond the CCW, maybe even beyond the autonomous weapons discussion. A second point, and we must read this again in the context of the exclusions in the second paragraph of certain weapon systems, that very inclusion of the second paragraph should give us a little bit more confidence that we do not cover systems that apply certain forms of force, for instance, in the cyber realm or electronic means. So we think that is a good argument then to delete the word lethal. We don't think this is needed. It's also a little bit circular to use the word lethal to describe what we mean by lethal. So we think actually we do not need any adjective there because, as I said, we read it in conjunction with the second paragraph. If it helps, perhaps we can consider a word like physical force to ensure that we're not meaning any type of force. I have another point to make here on this including in scenarios. We suggest to delete this because it suggests that there are other scenarios than the ones we're mentioning, and we think this raises a lot of questions. What are those scenarios? We are a bit puzzled about this, so we think that would the footnote would also gain clarity in just making it as short as possible. We also want to propose to delete the word disruption because we think it might be unnecessarily broad. Thanks a lot.